Could you tell them about Daddy?
He died a long time ago because his heart got sick.
What do you remember about Daddy? What do you know about Daddy?
That he was a good man. And I don't know.
Is there anything else you remember about Daddy?
That he helped us. Mm-hmm. And took care of us.
Shocked when my husband suddenly passed of a heart attack at home. Completely out of nowhere. My mom and I had gone off Christmas shopping for the day. We shop early, shop often. And we were gone to the Rockingham Mall in Salem, New Hampshire to shop for the day, shopping marathon. And I'll never forget the phone call that I got. I'll never forget where I was. I was in Gymboree. I rushed back to the hospital and he was gone. Been left with 1-year-old twins to raise by myself, you know, and one with medical challenges that at that point I didn't really even know what that was going to mean. You know, I knew that she had this brain injury, but the developmental specialist, the doctors, you know, said time will tell how this will play out. You know, some kids that have PVL, you never know. Other kids that have PVL, a symptom of PVL can be cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely poured.
Oh.
Poured on the day of his funeral. You know, some people felt like that was, I don't know, a metaphor or something for that Pete would have been devastated and crying, and that was his tears from heaven.
It was horrifying, obviously. It was heartbreaking. It's something no mother wants for their daughter. There's no other way to describe it. It was just heartbreaking to watch what she had to go through and know how she was trying to be so strong for the kids.
I think that he would be really proud of us and proud of her and all that she endures day in and day out, and really never complains about it except to me, and that's what kids do. They complain to their parents. But you know, she goes about her therapy every day and doesn't complain, doesn't cry about it, works hard. I think he would be so proud of her. I think he would be proud of us for not giving up and persevering and continuing on, because we have to.